I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And hello again. Bit hard to imagine the mini heatwave we're promised right now. Classic FM providing a more reliable kind of warmth on the way. Bill Overton, along with the music, if you're staying up.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
John Barry's Oscar-winning Out of Africa theme, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, the conductor there, John Williams. Before it, Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture. We heard the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. Classic FM, how was Thursday? Feels like the weekend is well overdue. If you're looking to catch your breath beforehand, or, I don't know, need a second wind to get yourself ready for Friday, you're in the perfect place. Classic FM, the music almost non-stop, wherever the next few hours take you, whether that's miles away or just the other side of the room, make sure we're turned up. By DeLieb, the Lyon Opera Orchestra. Classic FM Late Night, Bill Overton here till four. Glad you stayed up. The most relaxing music for company through the small hours. Just like leaving the light on, really. Never be scared of the dark. Music by Mozart and from Bizet's Carmen on the way shortly. Our all-nighter now by Brooke. This, the first ever Classic FM Hall of Fame number one, held the position for about 5 years. We're just coming up to our 30th countdown this year, the world's biggest classical music poll. In fact, the new chart you voted for, we start running down 2 weeks today, Good Friday. Success for Brooke came at a heavy price, not least this, which he felt overshadowed equally good works that he produced later. It's the second movement now from his Violin Concerto number one. Maxim Vengerov played there with the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, the second movement from Brahms' Violin Concerto No. 1, our all-nighter for Friday. This time over the weekend, around about this time, Katie Brethwick here, choosing the music for you. When we talk again, which will be very first thing Monday, Wagner's turn for the all-nighter, his longest opera. We're never in a rush anyway this time. On Classic FM weekends, you might have caught Alexander Dragonetti, one of the faithfuls from the recent series of The Traitors, presenting a show unmasking his favourite works and composers. Tonight, the theme will be winners and losers in classical music, including the double bass virtuoso who shared a surname with Beethoven, inspired his Fifth Symphony as well. Also the composer mistaken for being Meghan Markle in disguise at King Charles' coronation. For notes on them and much more, trust me, it's a classic with Alexander Dragonetti. Listen live this evening from 9 p.m. or you can always catch up anytime on Global Player.
Classic FM.
The Act 3 entr'acte from Bizet's Carmen, played by the Bavarian State Opera Orchestra. And before it, the Pygmalion Ensemble, Raphael Pichon, directing Mozart's Lacrimosa. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. A fairy tale ending to this hour coming up. Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. And a trivia question for you now. Only three composers' music has been heard at the annual Bayreuth Festival, all of them German. Wagner's operas, of course. Humperdinck worked for Wagner, so he's the second. Who's the third? The answer playing next.
Classic FM.
Mickey could try to sell his car privately. Or get it sold today with We Buy Any Car. He could spend days on end trying to sell to a bunch of time wasters. Or sell in a flash and head to the fun fair with the kids. Proper gutted. Or proper impressed. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief.
Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to Gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you. But we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Philip Glass, his violin concerto dedicated to his father, the second movement played there by Mari Samuelson and the Concerthaus Orchestra Berlin. Before it, Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 8. It was Jonathan Biss we heard playing Beethoven, the third German composer, the only three that had their music performed at the Bayreuth Festival. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony opens it every year. Bill Overton here on Classic FM. More of the most relaxing music on the way with me if you're here after two, including Holst's kindest-hearted Planet, Brahms at his loveliest, and a Chopin waltz as well. Warming up to the weekend if yours hasn't started already. Say hello, pass on a message, request a dedication. Let me know what's keeping you up by texting to 61812. It's how to find me. You can email at classicfm.com if you want to be a bit more wordy, or you can WhatsApp on Global Player. Bedtime story now, if your eyes are drooping, by Humperdinck. Overture from Hansel and Gretel by Humperdinck. Staatskapelle Dresden, Colin Davis was conducting. You're listening to Classic FM. Bill Overton here, finding out after two what's so good about April the 4th. And I have Handel playing for you next.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options, or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The US stock market has plummeted in the wake of Donald Trump's tariff announcement, with shares in brands like Nike, Amazon and Apple all down. Britain's facing a 10% tax on all of its exports into America, but has fared better than the EU, which will get 20%. Former chief trade negotiator Crawford Falconer says an agreement between the US and the UK could be problematic.
It's going to be difficult to know whether you have enough time to get what I would call a comprehensive deal, which will make a lot of sense for the UK. I think that's the most valuable thing to do, and I'd like to believe that the Trump administration was up for that. But the tenor of the remarks last night was very hostile.
Prince Harry says he's relieved the regulators opened a case into a charity he founded, hitting out at blatant lies. The Duke of Sussex quit as patron of Centre Barley last week. Its chair has accused him of harassment and bullying. New legislation, which will force all big event venues to prepare for a possible terror attack, has become law. It's named after Martin Hett, who was killed in the Manchester Arena attack in 2017. The head of the Unite Union says a government should intervene in the Birmingham bin strikes. Workers were in a dispute over pay, leaving rubbish piled on the streets for weeks. Sharon Graham wants the Deputy Prime Minister to step in. And the Transport Secretary has approved a major expansion plan for Luton Airport. It means passenger numbers could almost double by the mid-2040s. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This